I'm visiting with Amy Bradford with GrowMark. And Amy, thank you for the GrowMark being a sustaining sponsor for NAMA. And so we want to talk a little bit about that. And first of all, though, for people that don't know you, tell us a little bit about what you do for GrowMark.
I am the corporate communications manager for GrowMark and have been since 2007, so 13 years of doing it. And it may sound that's a long time to do one job, but my job has really changed a lot over those years. So I'm responsible for setting the corporate strategy in terms of communication, both internal and external, and overseeing all of our media relations activities, our publications, our executive communication involved in a lot. So it really runs the gamut of what that corporate communications type.
So tell us just a little bit about GrowMark itself and the products and services that it provides to members, because it's not a small operation.
No, right. GrowMark is a cooperative, but we're a wholesale supplier of agricultural products. So we cover agronomy, energy, engineering, and commercial construction. We have a segment that commercial grain bins, those kinds of things, logistics, grain marketing, risk management. We do provide those products and services throughout North America. We have FS members. Those are the people that we do business with. They fly the FS flag, and that's our flagship brand. And then we also have retail divisions, retail units, and subsidiaries that provide those services and products too.
What are some ways GrowMark has come up with to help your members, customers, during the current, you know, ag market and really this whole COVID-19 situation?
Well, it was really interesting. And if you think back to really early March, when we were starting really just to feel the effects of the COVID pandemic, that was the prime time for us to be delivering products to our members so they could get those things to farmers so they could plant a crop. And we were really very fortunate that we have a logistics network and distribution network in place that we were able to quickly ramp up and make sure that, you know, everything was going as planned. And one of the things that we did differently this year, though, was we had some of those products shipped direct from our manufacturers to our members instead of bringing them into the distribution center, cataloging them, and then sending them back out through our distribution routes. And that really helped a lot. So, you know, that the input side of it went really well, and we feel really good about it. We didn't have any down time at all on that. And so we feel really, really good about that whole distribution thing. I know that a lot of our members too, their sales force, they've been adopting, you know, some hybrid activities to be able to meet with their farmers. I know some are using Zoom, you know, for their quote face-to-face meetings. Some are using actually texting and phone calls, you know, to facilitate those meetings. And those, we also know that there has been an increase in use of online ordering. And then distribution, when they actually have to deliver to the farm, they're taking a lot of safety precautions to keep everybody safe.
Well, we hope this situation does find some ending point. Would be nice soon. And but let's turn back to National Agri-Marketing Association, GrowMark's support of that. Give us some reasons why you do support NAMA, in especially in the way that you do.
Right. As I was thinking about this question in particular, I wanted to go back to see how long our support of NAMA has, how long we've supported it. And I went back to Steve Hammerschmidt, and I don't know, Chuck, if you remember him. He was in our marketing communications area in the 70s and 80s, and he was a big NAMA supporter. And You know, so it really started then. However, the sustaining partnership on a regular basis was in 2013. So we've been 7 years as that sustaining partner. And the reasons, you know, why we support are many, but just a couple that I am well aware of every time I am involved in a NAMA meeting is, one, just the collaboration between peers, or even you could even say competitors, you know, because a lot of our competitors are in the NAMA space as well. But I find when we get to a NAMA meeting that competition, you know, drops. You know, your peers in the industry, you collaborate on things of mutual interest and of support of the organization. And it's really that kind of collaboration and partnership that's very valuable for us to support NAMA. Then there's also the students, you know, and we get access to students who are in either the marketing competition or now the sales contest. And we believe that those students who have that NAMA experience really are head and shoulders above others who don't have that. And if whether they're coming into an internship or eventually a full-time position, they are ready to make a contribution on day one. And we really credit NAMA with a lot of that training.
So how about for GrowMark itself? What is the value of that then, do you think, to the organization overall?
NAMA gives us an opportunity for professional development as well. And we have a lot of NAMA members at GrowMark, but not all of them attend every conference or session that's offered. I do like the idea that we as a NAMA have provided the, you know, the educational platform webinars, you know, monthly webinars now, that is an opportunity for us to glean from others in the industry those top tactics and techniques for marketing and communicating. So I think probably GrowMark, the best thing that we get from it is the professional development, access to professional development, and then the interaction with others. I've met people at NAMA that we've ended up, you know, using in projects in GrowMark. So there's expertise out there that we may not know about if it hadn't been for NAMA.
So let's just turn to other companies, especially who, you know, participate in the awards we have each year. But there's a lot of them that I think personally should consider being sustaining sponsors as well. What would you say to them about becoming a NAMA sponsor?
Well, I agree with you, Chuck. There's a number of companies that should be sustaining partners, just from the fact that they take advantage of the professional development. They are recognized for the quality of the work that they do through the awards programs. And I know that sometimes there are budget issues that lead into not being able to be a sustaining partner. But I think if they would try it for a year and see the value that they get, that would encourage them to continue again. And I'd be happy to talk to anyone about more along the lines of the value that we receive that we've talked about here on a one-to-one basis to help encourage them to be a sustaining partner. And I've said this a lot lately, let's just try it. You know, we're in such an environment that is so uncertain and fluid, and I don't like either of those words. They've been used a lot over the past 4 months. But some of the things that we are trying to accomplish is like, well, let's just try it. And if it doesn't work, we'll go back to something else.
I know that GrowMark has also participated in the Connection Point, which is our trade show at the conference. And I think you've kind of had a common theme over several years, especially targeting our young folks and students. knowing that we're going to be a virtual experience this year, any message you might have that Growmark would kind of like to have been able to face-to-face with people talk about there if you were able to in your booth?
Right. I know that we are hiring, and talking with those students is really a critical part of our participation in the agri-marketing conference. So we will miss that kind of face-to-face. But the strength of the ag industry in general, despite the pandemic, ag businesses are surviving. They may not be thriving, but they are surviving, and it's a solid place to be. So we would always want to approach those students with the opportunities that there are in the Growmark system. Whether you are in agronomy, if you want to be a crop specialist, or if you want to be in communications, if you're an engineer, we have roles for engineers as well. And throughout North America, there can be just some really unique experiences. In the Northeast, we have one of our subsidiaries is the largest commercial vegetable seed distributor in the world. And there are opportunities there for people who are interested in that kind of an experience. So there's just a lot of opportunity out there, even in the midst of the virus environment that we're living in, that, you know, we would want to convey that.
So before we close, is there anything else you might want to add that we haven't touched on? Any thoughts before we close out?
Yeah, one of the other things that in terms of the value for Growmark and for other companies is the opportunity for leadership roles. You have so many opportunities to get involved, whether it's on a national committee planning the national conference or judging awards, or even going up through the executive committee and into the leadership role. And I was fortunate enough to be president of NAMA, and it was such a valuable experience that if there are employees of companies who are interested in developing those leadership skills, there are opportunities at NAMA as well. And that's one of the things that I think is really valuable for, I know, for Growmark as well as for other companies.
Yes, and I'll just echo that and say also, we have chapters, so there are opportunities even at a more local level too. So there's lots of opportunities to get some experience as well as the contacts that you make and the friendships, in my opinion, that you develop over time being a member. Well, thank you very much, Amy Bradford with Growmark, for talking with us. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.